Well, hey, listeners, this is Pearls and Swine. I'm Pastor Nate. I'm here with Pastor Travis.
Yeah.
We're going to just kind of talk about some of the things going on in our lives because Evangel has been going through a transition. We have moved to our new building. And so,
coming at you pseudo live from 900 West Memorial Drive.
We're excited about that. And we're excited about this new sermon series that we'll be doing coming up this Sunday and talking about campfire stories with Jesus. And part of it is in this new space where we're in transition still. And so we're kind of camping, doing camp church, as we've been calling it. We want to focus in on the stories that Jesus taught. And so we'll be looking at that. But and we're like, hey, what? Let's take a look at Jesus. Let's just talk about some of our own thoughts and feelings, because we all have different ideas when it comes to who Jesus was and what he was like. And so, Trav, let me throw it over to you for that.
Yeah, so just in talking about the Campfires with Jesus sermon series that we're going to be launching into and just walking through some of the parables that Jesus taught, I was just down at a funeral, a memorial service for my great uncle, who was a phenomenal storyteller. That was one of the best things about him. He loved to joke around. He was just a jovial guy, but he loved to tell stories too. That was just kind of who he was. And so in just as we had the opportunity to hang out together with extended family and just reminisce like you do at a funeral, kind of a setting for a guy that had lived a wonderful life. He was 92 years old, was just a blessing to so many people, but he also touched so many people's lives. And just getting to share those stories with each other about the stories that he used to tell all of us, his great nieces and nephews and friends and stuff. And we just start to relive some of those memories. And it was like my Uncle Bob was right there telling stories as we shared them with each other. And that's the cool thing about this sermon series that I'm looking forward to and just thinking about who Jesus was. He shared these very profound ways of teaching through the parables that were very hard-hitting topics for their time as well as our time. They're still relevant today. And so I picture Jesus in that setting as just this really captivating storyteller, this very approachable kind of person to just really engage people on that level where you're almost hanging on the edge of your seat when he's talking, because you just are captivated by him. You want to hear what he's got to say next. And yep, the teaching thing was there. I think he probably was a pretty fun guy to hang around too.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, as a teacher, like, he was clearly skilled, clearly could draw people's attention and hit some hard topics and do things in a very easy to understand way. But you had said something that you felt like he was really approachable. What do you mean by that?
Well, when somebody can captivate you with a story and engage you on a certain level where you're kind of sucked into it, I feel like that person, you want to engage with them more. It's easier for them to go to a deeper level quicker.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I feel like if someone's like a really, really good at something, they can be kind of, unapproachable in the sense like, wow, he's so good. And like, yeah.
But don't you think there's something different when it comes to storytelling though?
You know, I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah, I think there is something about people who are really good in communication and, mm-hmm. and being able to engage in that way that you do sometimes want to approach them and talk to them more. Yeah, I was thinking about this idea of Jesus being approachable in the sense of, you know, was he this person who kind of just radiated the glory of God, or was he just kind of an average Joe that people were intimidated to just talk to or say hi or how you doing, Jesus, or, you know, something like that, where you think of the unapproachable people today are people who, you know, have high standings in the business world or successful in some type of public role or mm-hmm. actors, actresses, political figures. They're not approachable because whether it's their job, they have to kind of fit this certain role where they're giving guidance to a lot of different people and they really don't have the time necessarily to engage with people. But that's not Jesus, even though we know he's the Son of God. He's like the highest of heights as far as that's concerned. He was also a very popular figure. When you think about your actors and actresses, people who just have popularity and that kind of thing, they can be very unapproachable as well because they live in like this different world where everyone's fawning over them. And that doesn't really fit Jesus either, right? He seemed to be mobbed by the crowds in some ways, where maybe not everyone who wanted to have FaceTime with Jesus could get it, but he also seemed to be just kind of this normal guy that if you were to just walk up and talk to him, it wouldn't be a hard conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would be easy to relate to. As I, you know, look at the scriptures and think through who Jesus is, as I, you know, think about that and what that means for my own life, my own personal relationship with Jesus, like, how should I be approaching him? Because I think our tendency is to think of him as God and seated at the right hand of God Almighty at the throne room and this kind of thing. And yet we forget that he is this high priest for us and is very approachable and wants us to come to him in prayer and talk to him and relate to him. Even in that, change helps us as we seek to develop our relationship with him.
For sure. Yeah, I think the cool thing about scripture is that we see, you know, Jesus came into the world without pomp and circumstance. Like, he was God in the flesh, God in the bod. And, you know, he could have come in many different ways, but he came in under Silent Night. If we go back to the song.
Silent Night. Holy Night.
But, you know, there just wasn't the fanfare that you would expect with somebody of that magnitude, right?
Sure.
And so I think that in and of itself, when you read the stories of scripture, just makes him more of an approachable figure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he grew up underneath Joseph, so he was the son, the earthly son of a carpenter. It wasn't like he was part of the higher upper echelon of, you know, society. They weren't filled with wealth. They didn't have the highest of education. He was a regular dude. And he grew up learning how to work with his hands. He learned a trade. And so somebody like that, you know, you talked about all the celebrities. You're not in that setting. You're not of that status. You're just kind of a commoner.
Mm-hmm.
And so commoners, for me, are easier to approach. I'm not a starstruck kind of person, but, you know, if I ever met somebody, maybe I would be.
Oh, dude, you totally walked up to that one, like, biker guy and got his autograph and all that
stuff. I didn't get his autograph. I just asked for a picture. I was like, hey, that's cool. I recognize this dude from TV. I mean, it wasn't like I was in shock or awe. I was kind of surprised to see somebody like that wandering down the streets of Houghton. But, you know, there's that just something that you can relate, that there's a commonality between Jesus and a lot of us as we read through the scriptures, that I think the verse that pops to my mind is, you know, we're supposed to pray continuously without ceasing. Well, that's a conversation. You know, I can have a conversation with a friend on a long road trip and it seems, you know, like no time passes. Even my wife and I we just got back from a long road trip and we can sit and still talk to each other forever, seemingly about nothing, but just have that dialogue back and forth. And it's good. It's easy. And I feel like if that's what scripture calls us to do, that's the type of man that Jesus was. An easy going, get along, sit down, go for a walk or whatever on the road to Damascus, or, you know, or just sit down with a cup of coffee and just you hang out and you talk. And yet he has that facet to him of that captivating personality that can draw the crowds. But he's got this really humble, down to earth, relatable side to him.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for those who maybe, you know, had this view of Jesus, of the glory of God is just raining out of every pore, or dressed in like white robes and this like regal cloak or something to that effect.
Like a fur coat?
I don't know. The problem, I think, with viewing Jesus like that, even though I think we do need to keep in mind that he is God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we then strive, I think, to be these unapproachable, like, holier-than-thou people. And that was not Jesus, right? He spoke to the woman at the well who, you know, he confronted her with the fact that she had, like, you know, multiple husbands. But she could talk to him still, even though she was a Samaritan and he was a Jew. He talked to tax collectors and people that were completely outside the realm of who you should be talking to. And yet people could come to him. He was available. He talked to the Pharisees. He talked to whoever along whatever social status there was. And so I think when we place Jesus in the position that he deserves for sure as Almighty God, but forget that he is this approachable, just common guy that when you, if you were to meet Jesus on the streets, you know, 2000 years ago, you wouldn't necessarily think, oh, well, that guy's clearly the Son of God. You think, mm-hmm. oh, that's another Jewish guy who is, you know, obedient to God's word or that kind of thing, maybe according to how he's dressed. I don't know. You wouldn't think of him as being God necessarily. And so I think that should be helpful as we consider, well, how should we live as we're trying to be ambassadors for our Savior? We should make sure that we're not doing things so that we're completely unapproachable by people, whether it's the higher ups or those who have less social standing, and trying to remember that, you know, as Jesus was so approachable and as Jesus was this great storyteller, we need to make sure that we're approachable, that we're not setting ourselves up on a pedestal, that we're not being inaccessible to the common man.
Yeah, and maybe my mind is having a little ADD as we're talking here, but what I'm reminded of is, like, Jesus as let's say the commoner, for I'm not trying to be sacrilegious or anything, but Jesus is a common man, mm-hmm. right? And then Jesus is the Son of God. And we were talking about that fame component that he had to draw a crowd. Mm-hmm. And my mind started reeling, like, how many people do we have that have their 15 minutes of fame or what have you, and they're gone and forgotten? Carrot Top came to my mind. Like, that guy used to be, like, hilarious. And now, like, nobody remembers him anymore. Like, but we talk about him and we can remember him. You know, one of our friends was just talking about a conversation they had with somebody, kind of an acquaintance, but not a complete stranger. And they're able to talk about Jesus, and they know who the person of Jesus is historically. And yet 2000 years after his life here on earth, we're still able to talk about him. Mm-hmm. And that is super impressive to me. That has deep theological ramifications on the other side of that. But just from, like, being, from a worldly perspective, here we are 2000 some years later, and we can still have a conversation and say the name Jesus, and most everybody is going to be like, oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, that's historical fame like none other, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so as we're going to be talking about these campfire stories with Jesus, it's important to think about who Jesus is, because, like, our goal as a church is we want to follow after Jesus, right? We want to have our lives lived out in a way that reflects that Jesus is Lord and Savior. And we want to make sure when, you know, we get together and have times of reflecting and celebrating who God is, that we're lifting up the name of Jesus. And so with these campfire stories, this sermon series that we're going to be doing, that's part of it, is we're going to be sharing some of these stories of Jesus and talking about how they still engage our lives, even 2000 years later, really trying to get to know Jesus at a deeper level and share that with other people. And so, yeah, we would love to see people come out and join us. Like I said, by the time you're hearing this, we're going to be in our new location. And so we would love you to come on out to the old Shopko building on 900 West Memorial. Join us, come celebrate with us, and talk about Jesus with us. And if you're not a follower of Jesus yet, we invite you to come on out.
Yeah, hang out with us.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what you have to say about Jesus, what you think, who he is to you. If you view him as like this great king or something, or you view him just as a good old teacher, we'd love to chat about that, because we're really convinced that he's God, and we'd be happy to share why. And we would love for you to feel comfortable to come and engage with us. And our goal is to be as approachable as possible, just like our Savior. So I want to give that invitation out to you. As always, you can contact us using Travis's email, travis@evangelup.org. And yeah, if you have something that you would like us to address as far as a topic and that kind of thing, let Travis know on that one. So I think that's about it for Pros and Swine. What do you think, Trav?
Sounds good. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. Take care.
Yep, and we'll see you next time.